Headlines at 18 hours. The Zambia Revenue Authority has directed all filling stations to issue smart invoices for business-to-business transactions effective immediately. Economist Calvin Chisanga says Zambia's economic growth prospects in 2025 are being clouded by continued policy inconsistencies in the mining sector, raising concerns among stakeholders and investors. In international news, U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an executive order on Wednesday hitting India with an additional 25% tariff over its purchases of Russian oil.
9 points of the news, all day, every day.
And now for the news in details, my name's Ndashi Mataka. The Zambia Revenue Authority has directed all filling stations to issue smart invoices for business-to-business transactions effective immediately. ZRA Corporate Communication Manager Oliver Nzala says for business-to-consumer transactions, smart invoices will only be issued upon customer request, while other sales will be consolidated into a single summary invoice at the end of each business day or shift. He has, as of August 6, 2025, a total of 494 filling stations have been onboarded onto the smart invoicing platform, with 435 using the desktop solution and 59 integrated their systems directly with smart invoice. Nzala advised filling stations to ensure strict adherence to this directive to remain compliant with smart invoice requirements. Calvin Chisanga says Zambia's economic growth prospects in 2025 are being clouded by continued policy inconsistencies in the mining sector, raising concerns among stakeholders and investors. Chisanga says recent reversals on export duties, such as suspension of the 10% tax on copper concentrates and the 15% tax on gemstones and precious metals, reflect a lack of long-term strategic planning in the economic governance. He questioned why infrastructure investments such as local smelting capacity were not prioritized earlier, and warned that inconsistent policies risking deterring over $2 billion in planned investments currently on hold. Chisanga has also echoed civil society concerns that without transparency and accountability, such decisions risk becoming potentially motivated giveaways rather than tools for sustainable development.
Not be able to withhold that exciting, you know, feeling that we are seeing, or that we have so far witnessed from the time we settled a number of teething issues within the mining sector. So this implies that frequent tax changes and policy reversals may tend to delay or frozen some of the pledged investment figures. Like we're talking of over two billion US dollars in planned mining investment. This may be able to now be frozen from that perspective. Then in terms of industrialization and fiscal pragmatism, what we are seeing that government claims waivers, which may be Templar, and they are looking at also the other aspect of speaking with industrialization aspiration. We have seen that we do not have the enough capacity of smelter, to work out some of these plans. So this reveals a failure to plan for infrastructure growth, which means we have a serious infrastructure.
The U.S. government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all U.S. government personnel from Kitwe and nearby areas affected by the Sino Metals Mine's tailing dam spill, citing potential health risks from hazardous substances. According to the U.S. Embassy in Zambia, the decision was made due to the presence of toxic substances like arsenic, cyanide, and uranium in the environment. The U.S. Embassy has advised U.S. citizens in the vicinity of Sino Metals leach mine in Jambishi and downstream areas to Kitwe to take precautions against exposure to contaminated water and food. U.S. citizens are advised to avoid drinking municipally available water and eating food cooked within it in Kitwe Town. The embassy emphasized the importance of being aware of the potential risks and taking steps to minimize exposure to contaminated water and food. U.S. personnel have been removed from Chambishi Town areas along the Chambishi Stream and Wambishi River and Kitwe Town. The U.S. embassy urges U.S. citizens to prioritize their health and safety in light of this environmental hazard. The U.S. embassy also emphasized the importance of being aware of potential health risks and taking steps to minimize exposure to contaminated water and food.
The issue of the spillage of tailing dams into the Kashua River is a serious one that requires urgent attention. The lives of the people are now at stake. Government should quickly investigate this matter to the point of conclusion. We also wish to appeal to the president to hold this company accountable for the damages that they have caused to Kitwe and the residents of Kitwe. The Sino Metal issue is a very serious one as it affects the environmental and the health of the people. That requires immediate attention. As CODASA, we will continue to monitor the situation and advocate for the rights of the affected communities, and we urge all stakeholders to work together to mitigate the impact of this spill and restore the environment and public health. Government is on top of this issue to ensure that the lives of the people and the welfare of our environment is protected.
Transparency International Zambia has raised concerns over irregularities in the procurement of biometric voter registration equipment and software for the 2026 general elections. TIZ's executive director Maurice Nyamba stated that two companies with questionable backgrounds, Miru Systems and Starlab, have advanced to the final stage of the tender under dubious circumstances. Nyamba emphasized that the voter registration process is the foundation of electoral credibility, and the importance of insulating it against any form of corruption cannot be overemphasized. He called for the immediate suspension of the due diligence process pending an independent review, full closure of bidder profiles, and comprehensive investigations into allegations of procurement manipulation. Nyamba stressed that failure to address these issues would compromise Zambia's democratic integrity and undermine public trust in electoral institutions.
Over the serious irregularities in the ongoing procurement of voter registration equipment by the Electoral Commissioner of Zambia. As outlined in our investigative report, which is published in today's edition of the Master newspaper, two companies, one with a very concerning global record and another of which very little is known, have in fact advanced to the final stage of the tender under very questionable circumstances. Further, as revealed in our investigation, despite failing basic eligibility requirements, specifically to do with submission of audited financial statements, one disqualified bidder had their appeal upheld by the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, while stronger contenders were in fact excluded. Now, multiple whistleblowers have come forward with evidence that raises suspicions about internal